Hi there, and welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Today's reading, titled Shining Light, was written by Patricia Raybon. I felt nervous about a 5-week prayer class I'd agreed to teach at a local church. Would the students like it? Would they like me? My anxiety was ill-focused, leading me to over-prepare lesson plans, presentation slides, and class handouts. Yet with a week to go, I still hadn't encouraged many people to attend. In prayer, however, I was reminded that the class was a service that shined light on God. Because the Holy Spirit would use the class to point people to our Heavenly Father, I could set aside my nervousness about public speaking. When Jesus taught his disciples in his Sermon on the Mount, he told them in Matthew chapter 5, "You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house." Reading those words, I finally sent out a class announcement on social media. Almost immediately, people started registering, expressing gratitude and excitement. Seeing their reactions, I reflected more on Jesus' teaching. Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. With that perspective, I taught the class with joy. I pray that my simple deed becomes a beacon and encourages others to shine their light for God as well. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 16. "You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything, except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." Let's pray. Jesus, we pray that you would let your light shine through us today so that others can see and glorify you and you alone. God, help us keep our lives in perspective, not being concerned with what others think of us, but always keeping you at the forefront of all we do and seeking to reflect you in each moment through our lives. Thank you, Jesus. It's in your name that we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.